This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
So last night, South Africans were glued to their screens as President Cyril Ramaphosa called a family meeting, which hasn't happened in a while. But last night's meeting followed the judgment of the Constitutional Court in the case brought by the Economic Freedom Fighters challenging the National Assembly's decision with respect to Section 89 proceedings against him.
And Mr. Jones, you and I can agree that this conversation or what happened last night, everything, the situation is quite layered. And there are many experts that can speak into this. There are many ways to, you know, try to understand a way forward through different, you know.
So many interpretations, obviously.
Exactly.
That ruling,
some on the political side, some on the law side. But this morning we are talking with a political analyst, Dr. Livindo, who is joining us and has been busy, really, from last night since the president made the announcement. Good morning, sir. Are you well?
Good morning to you. Good morning to the listeners at home. Thank you so much for having me. There's a song that Mr. Johnson used to love so much in the past. Mm. And the song goes like, going 90 seconds, going 90 seconds.
I remember. But don't go tell you know, taking that Parapara report under review, what does that mean?
It means that the issue is resuscitated, but also going back in circles. Remember, President Ramaphosa had taken the matter for review, and he did that immediately after the independent review presented its report. And what appears to be the issue here is that in their report, the independent review says that they did not do a thorough investigation, and they relied on information from news clips, from the information that they got quickly, so that they're able to make a presentation to the report. But what also appears to be the issue is that the president could be playing tactics in the sense that this part of the ANC still has to sit, and there should be a thorough consultation that has to take place. So he could be playing that game. But also, the president has the responsibility to make sure that everybody is at ease in the country, because there are a lot of people who feel that there's an element of uncertainty. They do not know what is supposed to happen. There was a very widespread view that seeks to suggest that the president could resign, and that is the potential to create uncertainty and instability. So I think what he wanted to do is to put us in a situation where we are able to say that things are fine, government is in place, and indeed there are works that are going on in terms of the state administration.
Something that the president noted last night, he said that the court did not rule on whether the allegations against him justify impeachment or removal from office. But is it something that we are likely to see happening?
Indeed, I think it's safe to say that the court only referred the matter back to Parliament. The Concord never mentioned any form of wrongdoing on the part of the president. And I think it's important, like we had a discussion yesterday, to note that President Ramaphosa would be the first person to be aware if he has done something wrong that would require him to go through an impeachment process. He would also be the first person to know if he has done something wrong that would require a motion of no confidence. And I think what he's trying to do is to say, in the context of fairness, in the context of openness and transparency, let us look at the work that was done by this independent panel, because everything else is centered around the report from the independent panel. Of course, there are people who would be saying that he is doing this because he is the President of the Republic. He should do everything that the Constitution allows him to do. He has the right to do all the things that he's doing. On the other hand, there are people who say these are delaying tactics. He wants to give himself space to compound and then take a final decision at the next day. But we've got a precedent that in South Africa, you take advantage of the processes and systems that are in place as long as they work in your favor.
Well, we'll continue monitoring the story, and we thank you so much for coming through and sharing your insights with us. That's political analyst Dr. Livindo.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.